Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At American Eagle, we've got everything you need for everywhere you want to be. Get the hottest styles and trending looks to elevate your fashion game. This spring, we're going wild for bold prints, utility-inspired looks, and can't-miss camo prints. Plus, your favorite jeans just got even better. Now reimagined for max comfort, without losing that authentic jean look. Visit AE.com to shop online or in-store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back with you on the fan. It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata. It's the BT and Sal show. My Sal healing up with the eye patch and a couple of surf sides. I'm sure a little Disney hangover as well. 888-808-1019. You know, the NFL draft, boy, it's fun. It really is. It's fun. But, like, think about it from their perspective. Yeah, listen, you're getting paid well to do it. It's a tough navigation. Like, to me, the NBA draft is fairly simple. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you have a top 10 pick and you can't at least get somebody serviceable, yeah, but you are awful. I think that's, not that you can't still make the wrong pick, but you shouldn't pick a complete stiff. I mean, there's situations in the NFL where, These guys are nowhere near hitting. Their hit rate is a disaster. And then you look at Major League Baseball. I think that's by far the toughest. I can't speak to hockey, but obviously with the juniors and the younger kids, it's more of a projection. You know, how much bigger are they going to get, stronger, whatever. Same with baseball. But I feel like in baseball, the rules just change. Like, you know, you're a youth, what is it, the minors? Like, not I mean the minor leagues. What is the, Hoff, what is the highest level, juniors? That's what I was looking for. If you're a stud junior hockey player, I mean, to my knowledge, you're going to get to the NHL or the minor leagues, and you're going to use the same exact equipment. If you're a first baseman from Texas or from Alabama, 6'5", 225 lefty, well, guess what? You might be getting drafted fifth overall, but you ain't hitting with metal, which you are in high school, using wood. And to me, like, that's the hardest evaluation. That's why a lot of scouts, if you're still doing this, you're a dinosaur. But, you know, a lot of the scouts used to kind of close their eyes and just listen to the crack because there's something to be, like, there's just a different sound when you're, you know, really inside the ball and really barrel it up versus, you know, kind of using the energy and the force of a metal bat to do a lot of the work for you. So it is hard. We make it seem like it's simple. I think the NBA is fairly easy, maybe a little different with the European market, whatever. And there are a lot of young kids who enter the NBA. So they also try to project physical development a couple of years down the road. But football, oh my God, football and baseball seems like it's impossible with certain stuff. Let me get Billy in White Plains. We'll back to you. We'll get to do some Knicks next hour. Bill, what's up?
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Bill, you ready to go? All right, Bill's not ready. How about Ed in Marlboro? What's up, Eddie?
How you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Ed, it's my pleasure. What's up?
I'm a little concerned with the Giants and their quarterback situation. I know you've talked about it before, but I don't think either of those quarterbacks. I mean, I think the kid from Miami maybe, but Sanders is just not. I don't think he's going to be a good fit for the Giants.
All right, now Ed, hold on a second. Now, I ask this, and I come in peace. I'm not trying to play you. I'm not trying to mock you. I'm not doing that here. So you say he's not right. You say he's not right for the Giants. I don't love him either. Why don't you like him? Hey, have you watched him play?
A lot? Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have watched him at Colorado.
Go ahead.
And I think he makes some poor decisions. He also doesn't have the speed or the athletic ability of a quarterback like, say, Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that.
I know he doesn't.
I don't see it.
I know. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to make sure we're talking about the same kid. And you're right, because those are my reservations as well. Decision-making, I don't think he's a great athlete. Imagine saying that about Deion's son. I mean, he's obviously a good athlete, but I mean, like, relative to these quarterbacks and the speed and the direction of the game, he's good. He's not an uber athlete. He's not a special athlete. He's not. That's crazy. Deion's son, you know, slightly above average speed. And I think that and those are the reasons that concern me. Not because he's Deion's son, which I think actually weighs down some of your analysis. I don't mean you, Ed. You know, he's entitled. You know, he's going to be a distraction. Is he all about football? I would think that Shador, even though I don't love him, but Shador Sanders is more about football than probably most of the kids in the draft at any position because he's been breathing it since the day he came out of the womb because of his dad. Just think about the high-level conversations he's had in the car ride with his dad coming back from, you know, playing flag football. And this doesn't mean he's going to be a good pro, but I think it's unfair to the young man. Not many of you, but I still think there's a little bias or a little hesitation. Deion's son, not everybody loves the flash or the cockiness that Deion, you know, rolls with, which I get to an extent. But Deion was all ball. Just imagine like a 9-year-old Shador Sanders coming back. And I say flag because, you know, in Texas, some of the warmer states, you're not necessarily putting on the pads at a younger age. Concussions, more about passing concepts. I've got a lot of my wife's from Dallas, as you know. Got a lot of friends out there in Dallas who, you know, her friends and husbands and their kids that play very high level everything, and they're going shotgun at the age of 7, but they're doing like 7-on-7s, and they're not hitting yet. So that's why I say flag for Shador. So he's in the car with Shador. Think about the next level conversation that Shador Sanders and Deion are having about, hey, what'd you see on this read? What'd you see with the safety over here? I don't even know if there's a safety with 7 kids, but you know what I mean. Probably a little deeper than the conversation that I have with my son, who also plays quarterback, you know? I'm just going to take a guess, you know? 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Mike is in Massapequa. Well, Mikey, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I feel the same way the last guy just said, and what I'm thinking is, why don't the Giants sign the quarterback, give that quarterback a contract, kind of like what they did with the last guy, where they're locked in for 2 years and they can get out, and trade back in the draft.
Okay.
That way, next year, you're going into that draft with 2 first-rounders.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if, say, Manning is coming out, mm-hmm. which you just were saying about the conversations Sanders is having.
Yeah.
Imagine the conversations the Mannings are having.
Yeah, I hear you.
And if this kid does come out, let's get in the back room and have the Mannings manipulate the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We almost say there's a team that has the first-round pick. The Giants have 2, and they say, oh, we're not going to sign with you. His kid can go back to school. So make the trade with the Giants
and
go into that draft with real draft capital and don't just get a first round quarterback, get the right one.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, when you look at quarterbacks that are drafted, sometimes there's some guy that surprises you, but the special ones, you know, they're special.
Yep.
And when I watch Deion's kid play, I'm sure there's a chance he'll be very good. But he doesn't explode off the screen. Like when he throws the ball,
I agree.
It's a good throw, but it's not electric.
I agree.
And I don't want to have a first round quarterback. I want the right quarterback. I want somebody that you can hang your hat on for the next 15 years.
I think you made really good points.
And if you get the wrong guy, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah. The only thing that I would want you to finish for me here, because you started, you know, it's a concept, which I appreciate, and I think it's a good concept, but give me a tangible name at least for this year, because you didn't do that. Who do you want them to sign?
Okay. I mean, I would love the kid from who's with the Vikings. They're not going to keep him.
But you're talking about McCarthy?
If you can give... No. Who played quarterback for them?
Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, I don't what think if, they gave him that
can
money.
Give,
yeah.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what if you give him 4 years, 2 are locked in,
uh-huh.
and then you can get out of it in 2 years?
I think he's going to get better than
and
that.
And you pay him.
I don't think that's going to work, Mike. I think you raise a... I think that's a good call. Good job, Mike. But you're not getting Sam Darnold 2 years. I understand, you know, the way the Giants structured things with Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones never put up the season that Sam Darnold just put up. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm running to the altar looking to marry the guy, but you're not dating him for 2 years and then getting out without it being, you know, a little bit more punitive. And he's going to get better than that. Let me just look at something here. So, all right. So this is the 20. I've got the 20, and I don't care about stats. I'm just looking at names. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody here. So the 2024 NFL passing postseason stats. All right. We'll go off memory, but I would think that I would know, if not all these, certainly most of them. All right. Jaden Daniels, top 3 pick. Jalen Hurts, 2nd-round pick. Mahomes just outside of the top 10. Josh Allen, top 10 pick. Stafford, number 1. C.J. Stroud, top of the draft. Lamar, 32nd overall. Jared Goff, 1st overall. So we got Russell Wilson right now as the first outlier. Darnold, third overall pick. Herbert, what was Justin, six or seven? What, seven, six, whatever he was. First round, obviously. Jordan Love, late-ish, but first round. Baker Mayfield, early first round. Bo Nix, a little later in the first. Then you have a couple of the running backs and punters throwing passes. Oh, man. Teddy Bridgewater was a... Teddy was a first-round pick, right? Was he late first? I think he was. Yeah, he was late first. Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, first round, and there you go. So with the exception of Russ, who was a middle-round pick, Nix, who was a little late-ish, and there was one more. Who was the other one that I... Who was the other one that I had? Everybody is basically exclusively a top five or top six pick. What does it tell you? It doesn't tell you that that's exactly what you need, but it's certainly a roadmap to finding what you do need, usually. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Coming up next hour, Yankee tickets. Not a big baseball day today, but I'll squeeze in a couple of Yankee and Met thoughts. But I want to get into the Knicks coming up. All right, get into the Knicks, get back to St. John's as well. Big picture for St. John's. But the New York Knicks, we'll have an interview, chat with Ian Begley coming up, but I want to get some thoughts of my own, so we'll do that. And we're going to power up as well. And, you know, I've got to shoot out to Queens to tape the Red Storm report today. And I've got my my red, white, and black Nike Dunks that I wear when I do St. John's Games radio or when I shoot the TV show. Anyway, they're up on the console here in the studio, and Hoff's like, yo, those are dope. And we were talking about sneakers. I'm like, you know what? Powering up today, we're doing my top five sneakers of all time. An old head with the sneakers, but I got a couple new ones in there as well. So we'll do that. BT and Sal right here on The Fan.